gone. Pull up with class on the dawn. Once I meet him, I greet him. Kiss his feet for freedom. Tell him thank you, Lord. Cause on earth I was getting bored. Now resurrect me back to this cat called sheep. So I can make this album and get back the cat.
We still on that Dipset versus the Lox versus battle, so we had to start
down
off
next
with
week.
For the
going
Lox.
Down, well, by the time this come out, we're gonna be days away from it.
Yeah, so we had to start this one off with the Lox. Last week we started, or last show rather, we started off with Dipset. So we had a shout out to the Lox, man. Styles P, Shit Glue, Jadakiss, Rough Riders, D Block, rest in peace, DMX, all that.
What type of games being played? How's it going down? Y'all ever knew anybody that used to bark at women like it was DMX? Because you know somebody was like, did some weird shit like that in the neighborhood.
Not at the women, but cats that just used to bark for no reason.
Okay. It's a guy that be on Kingsbridge. You call him Birdman. He be making like the bird noises.
But is he mentally going through something? Or he just does that?
I think Birdman is going through something. But he stay in the neighborhood. So you know how like in a lot of neighborhoods, there's a person that's like that. Like if you're in Brooklyn, yeah. and we talking New York shit again. But like if you're in Brooklyn by Atlantic and downtown Brooklyn, there's a guy that frequents a lot of places. Like certain neighborhoods, of course that you go to, you probably see those people.
Yeah, my old hood, my man, Cuzzo. He used to real funny dude, wild dude though. In the summertime, you know he coming. Cause he would ride his bike down the hill full speed and then just jump off the bike and let the bike just go.
The fuck?
Yeah. He would like, that's the way he would pull up to the pump. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, them water fights, them block water fights.
Yep.
And then you just see somebody coming down the hill. So I'm like, oh, here come Cuzzo. Watch out, watch out. You had to be on guard because you don't know where that bike was going to go once he jumped off.
He had a good ass bike then.
I mean, I don't know if it was his bike. It might have been a bike that he was.
He commandeered it?
Yeah, he commandeered
that's
that.
That's a good
vehicle.
Way to put it, Sean.
He deboed it. What bike, punk?
He commandeered your vehicle. He had a police matter.
Listen, excuse me, sir. I need this, and I'll beat the fuck out of you.
Yo, but could you imagine, like, that actually happening to you? Like, an officer commandeering your vehicle? Like, how crazy would that be?
Niggas gonna get a fuck in New York City, bro. They tell him to fuck out of here.
They would, but I mean, in extreme situations, they might just take your vehicle.
Son, tell somebody that shit in fucking East New York.
I would just, yeah, my thing is like, how do I even know you a cop, bro? Like, what I'm supposed to do when I give you my car? Like, how I'm supposed to get it back now?
Meet me at the station.
Like, what station? Like,
you know what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. Meet me at the 5-2. You like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is a 5-2, nigga?
That's some shit my aunt be saying. She be shouting out the numbers. I be like, dog, I don't know about these fucking police precincts, bro. What the fuck you telling me for? I don't know. Where's that closer? You know over there by the da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, no. Yo, cops be pissing me off, yo. They be thinking you know their whole world.
I think they be pissing everybody off.
I only know one precinct. And that's the 80th precinct in Brooklyn, and that's because that was the precinct that my mom worked out of when she was a crossing guard. Other than that, I couldn't tell you about no fucking other, like, pick them, like, wherever they at and know how to fucking find them shits.
Yeah.
Don't y'all find that weird, though, when you be speaking to somebody and, like, you tell them what neighborhood, oh, that's over there by such and such precinct. Like, mm-hmm. How you know?
Yeah, that's
they be knowing, bro.
That'd be weird.
They be knowing, like, we don't know your world and shit.
But that would be weird, though. Like, if everything you know the precinct.
No, but that's how cops are, though. They.
No, he's talking about regular people. He ain't talking about cops.
Yeah, why would you know
that? Regular people.
Yeah, why would you know that?
Nah, you've never, like, you know how sometimes, and we, obviously we speak in New York terminology now, but you speak to certain people and you tell them what hood you're from, they be like, oh, that's that train go over there, that bus go over there. Like, there's people who know how to travel all the boroughs, right? But then there'd be people that, oh, that's such and such precinct over there, right? How the fuck you know that precinct over there?
They got
what
stories.
What kind of research you been doing?
They got stories. That's the only reason why niggas be knowing shit like that, though. I remember I got into it. Like, you ever, like, that type of motherfucker, I can imagine they would have been in and out of jail and shit, because it's like, you know the precincts and shit. Mm-hmm. You know officers when you go in certain neighborhoods. I can't walk around people like that at my tender age.
You better stay out of trouble, man. So stay out the way, man. Go get your money and go home.
Yeah, man. They keep up too much, man. You said you did a what now?
All right, now I see you later. Now you cut. Home. He cutting up over there.
But now they're about to shut the city back down anyway. So I'm in the house anyway. I got the PS5. I'm good. I'll be in the crib. People was acting crazy. It's been, yo, you know how much shit been going on? It's been mad shootings and shit. Like, it's too much going on. Motherfuckers gotta relax, man. Enjoy the fucking, see? Niggas could even enjoy the fucking freedom. And now that shit about to get shut down. Y'all motherfuckers was out here wilding this whole time. You ain't even enjoy it. You wasted your time.
That was premature, bro. They opened up on some money shit. And they was like, yeah, we doing good. Mad people got one shot and said, fuck y'all. And kept it moving, like.
Nah, son, I told y'all, man. Once they made it like, oh, you ain't got to wear no mask if you vaccinated, I knew that was the downfall. Because who the hell was keeping track of who was vaccinated?
Nobody.
Exactly. You just wasn't wearing a mask.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't like you was going to be out there just, excuse me, are you vaccinated? Nah, you quickest way to get punched in your face right there. Like, why you asking my personal business now?
Yo, that's a wild question. Fuck, did you have any other tests? Are you vaccinated?
Right. That's you couldn't do that. So now here we are. We back now talking about lockdown. Ain't enough people vaccinated. Numbers is up crazy now. Can we just get through the last month of the summer, man?
Like, what y'all thought was going to happen, like, when motherfuckers was talking about a hot girl summer and shit? Y'all thought it was going to be quiet outside? What y'all thought was going to happen when the white boy said, we can go to spring break? What you thought when they told Trip Morris that the guys over there at the yachts and shit with their dad hats and their Sperry's on?
First of all, I would have been chilling on the yacht if that was the case. I don't know, man. It's going crazy. I was just hoping, you know what I'm saying, we'd have been good for my B-Day. Not that I really care about going out anyway.
You got to do something, man. You got to celebrate your life, man.
No, but I was telling somebody yesterday, I was out to brunch.
You were where?
I was out to brunch. With, like, damn, bro. Like, hey, mama. But yeah, yesterday I was out to brunch and I was telling somebody, I was like, yo, honestly, like, yeah, I mean, obviously I'm happy to be alive for another year, but I'll be having fun. Like, my life is
can I interject? So I feel the same way you feel, but like, I feel like I don't care if I come over here and we get fucked up for your birthday, or you gonna do something for your birthday.
Oh yeah, no, I'm just talking about as far as just like having to go out.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying like I don't really give a fuck about going out somewhere. Like I be enjoying, like, nigga, we on the air every week. I be having fun with my brothers talking shit. You feel me? So it's not like I don't really have to like say, all right, yo, we about to go out, buy 12 bottles and shit, it's about to be lit outside.
You're not gonna get them 8 balls you was talking about.
Nah, maybe 2. But that's neither here nor there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But, bro, I'll be content chilling in the backyard, you know what I'm saying, throwing the grill on. You feel me? Like, I don't got to go. I'm not one of them people that got to go out to fucking celebrate. Nah. I celebrate right here with my people.
So you saying house party?
I didn't say all that. They shutting that shit down for a reason.
You saying you gotta have a negative test?
Yeah, you got to either have a negative test or a valid vaccination card. Come to this party.
So basically, you're gonna have somebody at the front door, like, let me see a vaccination card.
Yeah,
you got to.
You got to do that in this situation.
Send that in.
You wanna come to my birthday party? It's about to be lit over here. The grill's gonna be going.
That shit sound nutty. Remember we had that? We knew that guy that invited us to a party for $40.
Oh my goodness.
Well, you know what he was trying to do with the $40.
What was he trying to do?
He was hoping enough people to play 40, he could have lined up some female companionship for a week. You know what I'm saying? With enough $40 donations.
He was trying to get us to pay for it for him?
Yeah. He, without asking us, yo, can y'all pay for this? I'm just going to charge y'all $40 to come to my rooftop. And I'm going to need y'all to bring the food. And I'm going to need y'all to bring the liquor. And if y'all could bring some people with y'all, that'd be great as well.
Right? And so I can be creepy and creep all the women out.
Oh, man. Listen, man. You know, so you try. And all I can say is...
You're very patient, because, like, I've been hearing about it for years, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
well, that would have pissed me off.
Yeah. What's up? What's up? My patience. Like, I have a high patience. Like, I can be patient.
She wanted to sit in on this episode. She didn't want to go to bed yet.
Pass your bedtime.
That's my, she got a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
Soon too, right before mine. So. Mm.
Leo, what you were saying though? So you said you're gonna get the 8-ball.
Yeah, so I probably, you know, it's a couple of bottles birthday, of champagne.
The 8-ball and the strippers.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of champagne. I'll say that. Like, we
bottles of Mad Dog 2020.
St. Ives.
St. Ives.
Yeah.
So you giving out headaches?
Yeah, St. Ives and some Jamaican beef patties.
No cheese?
Bathroom is gonna
I don't
be
know.
Fucked up.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know, like, who could do cheese and.
I haven't had a beef patty in a long. I gave that shit up. Like, beef patties was popping, bro. Like, you get like with the good cheese and shit, and the bread is not too fucking like it's crunchy, but it's not too crunchy and shit.
Oh, that's what honestly
with the good cocoa bread.
That fresh cocoa bread, yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Get a beef patty.
The bread be low key better. Like, mouth be dry as hell. It'd be like the Popeyes biscuit.
Well, what I'm saying, it depends on where you get it from.
I'm about like, to get like a chicken a patty or something.
Definitely fuck it up.
Like go places like Golden Crest ain't good. Golden Crest ain't really good like they used to be.
I think they got too commercial, and that kind of like messed them up.
You know they bringing the Bojangles to New York, right?
They got a Golden Corral up here. I was surprised when I saw that, because I love Golden Corral, and I was in Atlanta. I don't know how it is up here, because I haven't tried it yet, but there's one up here.
I'd be scared
that
to try.
Bojangles.
Yeah.
When they do that, we'll see. Where they supposed to be putting it at? What borough?
I'm in Manhattan, of course.
Same like they did with Chick-fil-A out there.
Yeah.
But even make you that, go into the city.
Yeah, yeah, even that is not the same. Well, they have a Chick-fil-A out in Brooklyn now by the Barclays, but I went over there Tuesday when I was at work, and the lines just be crazy. Like, I can't get with it. I can't get jiggy with it. Like, you probably got to order. Like, that online order shit is crazy, too. You gotta do that, bro. Like, that's so clutch. That's so clutch, bro. Like, we do everything from my phone, man. I know we talk about this all the time. We sound like old people. But, like, it's really amazing that I can do all this on my phone.
Yeah. Yo, have y'all noticed that as soon as Major League Baseball then the tar shit,
sticky stuff,
yeah.
Pause.
Have y'all noticed how like there's been like a lot of games where football numbers is being put up?
Yeah,
like I've seen multiple 10 plus run games.
I think it's a field goal game.
Yeah, like 17. Fucking 10, 14, 12. Like, it's like, yo, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, they took that tar away in the offensive game. This is how they about to start bringing the fans back into baseball by having higher score games.
Yeah, I mean, when everybody pitch except Jacob DeGrom, it don't matter. It's been the same no matter what.
Yo.
But, yeah, it changed now. We starting to see some of these pitchers ain't as good as they was making themselves out to be.
Yeah.
And
it happened mad fast, too.
Like, immediately after they said no.
Yeah, immediately after that shit stopped. Look at this. Oakland put up 10 runs today. Like, that's crazy.
10-4. That's a high-scoring ass game. 14 fucking runs.
What, baseball game? That's fucking...
How many hits they had?
That's a high fucking scoring game.
Yeah. This is some aggressive ass music, man.
I don't think that's the Locks though. We versus TV, man. We got Dipset versus the Locks coming up. That's gonna be fucking probably the biggest fucking shit.
If I listen to the Locks,
like
what's my mindset? This is 2000 and
at you while you in your six whipping, turn your brains in the cool whip. Niggas that you run around getting ass whipped, gonna help you do nothing.
This is gonna be
what's your mindset?
Why I smoke so much and how I'm such a young nigga.
I think this is gonna be a fucking amazing fucking night, bro. Like, I think this versus is gonna be what Jeezy and Gucci was to the South. To New York. Like, and then the fact
I think
that
this is
gonna
be better than that one.
Yeah, because you're talking about two premier. Because
they cool with each other too.
Yeah. So
yeah.
They cool with each other. Yeah. If
I think it's gonna be better because, like you said, right? So the Jeezy Gucci joint is tough, but that's like a core audience.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you wasn't fans of theirs, it was like but Dipset and the Lox, they can go with individual songs. Like, you know they're gonna do Ballin'. You know they're gonna do Santana. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't just gonna stick to the crew joints.
Everybody.
They
of course.
Yeah. So that's what's gonna make it special, because now you go into a wider audience now of people who might just like the individual artists as opposed to the whole crew.
That shit gonna be crazy. They gonna be out there.
And you know they gonna be performing shit too. That's the good thing about it, is they gonna be performing them shits. Like, they are gonna be fucking hype.
Ballin' gonna be crazy. I'm sorry, I just thought
you know,
about that.
Like, yo, that's Jim shit. Like, you know Jim is fucking wilding on stage when Ballin' comes on, bro. Like, that's the fucking record that took Jim to that fucking level.
Santana.
Like, nah, this shit about to be lit, son.
Ganga Gang. Banga Bang.
Son, when Styles play High Times, bro.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, that shit gonna be crazy in there, man.
Like, you got that Akon joint too.
Son, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many fucking records on both fucking sides that were fucking just huge, huge records.
What day is that again?
August Wednesday. 3rd is a what day you said?
Tuesday. Next Tuesday, I think.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna be there. All right. I'm gonna make sure I see that. Put it in my calendar. You gonna watch it?
I just need Dipset to come with the old gear though. Dipset gotta come with the old wardrobe.
Timbo,
well, with the baggy jerseys and jeans and shit.
Yeah.
I need. They could switch it up at halftime of the joint, but yeah. The first half, they gotta come out with
they gonna have some
the
new
oversized
merch.
Leathers.
They gonna have some new merch.
That'll be crazy. Yeah, that'll be crazy.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I know you're talking about. Like, they was in the fucking Santana joint.
Yeah.
They was like, how we be on the 4th of July.
Yep.
Yeah, it's about to be crazy, son. This shit is.
That'd be crazy. He coming. I mean, coming with the bandana.
Bandana's
Santana
back.
Bandana.
Word.
With the bandana.
So this shit is about to be fucking lit.
Yo, that shit he did with Lil Wayne was my shit too. Lil Wayne and Jeezy. Show you how to work.
Yo.
And they probably won't even get to some of them songs. Football season is coming back, bro. I'm excited, man. I missed it.
I can't wait. Fantasy football about to start back up. I got to defend my title.
Fuck you. What you got? You got some fly ass shit. What you got?
Guess is definitely coming for me. I got the trophy out there.
Yeah, but the trophy was some fly shit. This nigga got a fucking Vince Lombardi trophy for fantasy football. fuck us up. Fuck is wrong with you, bro?
Yo, man, listen. Everybody had a chance to win a trophy this year. I just happened to be the one that got it.
Oh, let me get this right here. This is the one I want.
You know, and I put that on my trophy case. I set the tone. It's out there. And had a couple of cats calling me like, yo, we want to get in the league. We're trying to get
over.
That trophy from you. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you got to put this work in, man. Took me a long time to get to this point. And, you know, me being able to hold that trophy means something.
I'm gonna run by Spray Nigger on it.
When Ann fall asleep.
Yeah.
Don't wait till Ann fall asleep.
Yo,
it was something I saw the dude's like Boondocks page. Aaron McGruber. I forget his name. Is Aaron McGruber? Is that his name?
I don't know,
right? So the page was Uncle Ruckus dressed up like the dude that had the shit on. And he was like, never forget 116. It was some crazy shit. Nah, I was just thinking about that just now. Because that shit was crazy. Uncle Ruckus really was like a fucking black guy.
Uncle Ruckus is the most racist person I've ever met in my life. Against black people.
I think Cartman is more is worse.
And he was a cartoon.
And he was a cartoon. Yeah.
And he was black.
And he's black.
Your man said he had re villaligo.
I don't know who's more racist, him or Clayton Bigsby.
Yo. She's a nigga lover.
Nah, it had to be Uncle Ruckus. Clayton Bigsby was a one-time thing. Uncle Ruckus was reoccurring. Like, you knew when
he
came
left his wife
because
she was a nigga lover.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
Clayton
deep. That's
a wild boy.
That's a deep psychological fucking issue right there. Like, how you gonna leave your wife because she's a nigga lover? Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, okay, so those are probably the two of the most racist black characters I've seen.
That's the verses that's coming up next. That's when we're going to see next.
Well, and Sam Jackson from Django.
Yeah, oh, man.
Samuel Jackson, he was pretty racist.
He was pretty fucking racist, the racist black guy.
So top three?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll add it in there.
They got to be on the Soulja Boy. Matter of fact, Soulja Boy birthday. Pass shout out to the GOAT. Drake.
Soulja Boy, the legend.
Shit is funny how he's still around, but he like been doing shit, man. He been watching moves out here.
Well, he drops some good records like every couple of years. He's still dropping a good record that winds up becoming a you know what I'm saying, a big song. So he's able to carry through that. Plus he's on Love and Hip Hop, so he's still relevant.
He got some businesses. He doing his thing.
Yeah. He fucking with that digital currency too.
Yeah, it's all about keeping yourself relevant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, be doing something. You can't stop doing music and then you're not singing no way, you ain't got no other businesses. Nah, you still, even when he's not dropping music, you were still seeing him on TV. You know what I'm saying? Seeing him popping up different places. Like, you seen this Breakfast Club interview. It became one of the fucking biggest moments.
Drake?
He pops up and goes viral when he pops up. Mm-hmm. And that's how, you know what I'm saying, he keeps this shit going.
Him and Bow Wow was up there now, right? Because they've been around, man. They've been doing their thing, man. You ain't fucking with Shad?
I mean, nah, he's done well for himself. He's been able to transition into movies and all that.
But I don't think he's had a record in a while, though.
He was on the TV shit.
No, but he's on a thing because he's on TV. But I'm just saying, he's been dropping music. But I'm just saying, like, I don't, like, when was the last time Bow Wow had
he had a verses, right?
With
Omarion.
No, I was Soulja Boy.
Oh, I fucking missed that
Soulja,
shit.
Yeah.
I stopped, yo, some of them verses, I ain't gonna lie. I just like, fuck it. Like, I don't care if I don't see it.
But what was his last, like, big record?
The verses joint though, yeah, it was hot when we had to stay in the house. Once quarantine, like once the restrictions started getting lifted, it was like, man, I ain't staying in the house to watch this.
Fuck this shit. It's gonna be online anyways.
Unless it's Dipset and Lox, then I'm staying in the house for that one.
Yeah. That might have to be like an event.
I need to see what liquor store got scissor. So I can get scissor.
Oh, you right.
Need the scissor.
We gotta do a Google search. Some warehouse. Somebody got it some fucking weird. Go fucking get that Drizzly app. I'm gonna try that. Yo, Jay, I know you tried the Drizzly app. You the app king. The Drizzly app. It's like drinks and shit. Like in your neighborhood or whatever.
Yeah.
Go with the drinks.
And they deliver it.
Yeah. I don't know. I figure you like try to some shit like that. You be knowing shit. You gonna remember like 10 minutes from now, like, oh yeah, oh, by the way. Oh man, fellas. Oh yeah, oh, whoa, whoa. Okay. What was I gonna ask you? Oh, so there was a young lady. She happened to get arrested while asking about her reward on Facebook.
Wait, say that one more time.
There was a young lady that was arrested after caught inquiring about her own reward money.
Oh, yes. I saw that one.
The way I said it, I fucked you up, bro.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. No, I was just dumb. Like, I don't even understand why. Like, that just makes no sense to me. That's what I'm saying. Like, I be confused sometimes with shit that be going on. Because I don't understand, why would you be doing that if you was faking this shit?
Niggas don't be thinking.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, like, I know this shit is crazy to me, man. That's why I stay out the way.
I know this dude named Coco, right, from high school.
I still don't remember his name to this day, but his name is Coco. He had got arrested. They let him out, and I think they called him and told him he left something at the police station. They arrested him again. And like, that's one of my last memories of him. And she seems to be doing pretty well now, but I just can't help but stop thinking about that shit. But yeah. Oh, you see the bottle, Scissor? Where you see it at?
This is online. I'm trying to find it.
That shit fuck around me in Jersey or some shit.
That was delivered. Oh, nah, it says product currently unavailable, though. It's probably discontinued, though.
That shit hurt your stomach.
Well, I don't want it to drink it. That would just be, for show.
Yeah, for sure.
Just go make some Incredible Hulk.
I didn't drink it then when it was out.
Like, go make some Incredible Hulk. You want an Incredible Hulk?
Nope. I mean, I don't mind it, but, like, I just don't like really mixing Henny with other alcohols.
How does Henny make you act?
Regular, bro. I don't change when I drink Henny, bro. I'm the same person.
You don't get feisty?
No, Sean. I don't get feisty. Thank you very much.
You don't get wild and crazy?
No, I don't, Sean.
Stay calm, cool, and collected.
Yep.
Okay.
That's how it works.
Yeah, because some people would just say they get all angry or aggressive. I'm just asking, Maybe I figure to say, hey, he's been drinking Hennessy. This is how you deal with it. He's getting crazy.
He's on that Henny.
like Stephen A. be like, what do you say? The weed. He's on the Henny.
He's on that Henny.
Yo, Will Smith and Jay-Z have created a rent-to-own firm. In this firm, they help people, I guess, who have fucked up credit, work on moving to another home while being in a home and working on their credit. So it's like rent to own.
I was about to say rent to own. Maybe, unless they offering maybe, I don't know, better finance rates or something like that. I mean, maybe they are. Who knows?
Yeah. But either way, they trying to get people in houses and shit.
You know what? Actually, I do like it. Just because, for the most part, especially like in our neighborhoods, we're paying someone else's mortgage, for the most part, right? And it's just a lot of people just really don't either they don't know, they don't think about, or they can't, just flat out buy a home, right? So if they have a program that's going to help and you can go from do the whole rent to own thing, that's actually really good.
Change of environment also. Imagine a kid that they get a different living experience or whatever the case may be, and they can, it changes their whole mindset also. Yeah. Versus being in some of these places, because some people feel like they're doomed where they live at or whatever. So
yeah,
change of perspective means a whole lot. So I'm pretty sure, like you said, like talking about interest rates, that shit might be kind of crazy or whatever, but I don't think it's like no redlining type shit, but it's probably going to be on some strict, like, don't fuck it up or we kicking you the fuck out.
Yeah, I would hope there's some sort of like educational part that comes with that as well, because a lot of people don't realize the cost that goes into owning a home.
Yep, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I hope that's the other part of it too. Like, yeah, we doing this rent to own type situation, but also understanding property tax, you know what I'm saying? Understanding how you can gain value in your home, little things that you can do to boost up the value in your home, little things that also could decrease the value of your home and stuff like that, so that people have a better understanding of it. Because again, when you own your home, everything is on you, bro. And as much as we like you said, we want to have our own, we don't want to rent from somebody and make them rich, but when it's your own, you're responsible for everything in that mug. So if the boiler go out, you better have a couple thousand dollars put away to be able to replace that boiler.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, then for that, like, I would also hope they have some type of financial literacy classes then as well.
Right.
Because, you know, with a house, you're going to need to know how to manage your money.
Shit is crazy. Just even learning more about that when you, let's say, you randomly pass a house. And I, a lot of times, like, I'm on Fifth Avenue and shit, and I'm pricing those houses. I'm just, you know, the numbers are crazy. But, yeah, it's a huge fucking investment, man. Fucking investment. Need, like, 2 or 3 houses, fellas.
Yeah, that's a fact.
What are you talking about?
That's a fact. I would love to have about 3 to 4 properties on my portfolio.
You know, what cities? What cities we talking? You putting it out there? Like, you manifesting right now?
I would like to have them near college campuses.
Oh, so, okay. Are you talking about like actual properties? Like
actual, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's something I thought about also. Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
Have some flexibility on some different things you want to do. You know, but yeah, you know, that's what I would like to do. That's what I'm trying to get my money up to.
So don't say that out too loud. And I thought we was kicking the shit. Real quick.
No, but I wouldn't listen. I wouldn't.
I thought about. We'll talk later.
Like, I would look at, like, Miami, Atlanta, and LA.
You was a Miami hoe.
I mean, I enjoy going to Miami.
It's the summer with Miami.
you get off the plane and act different.
I love
it. You look like you take your glasses off and fucking just look in the air like you in a Bad Boy movie.
I enjoy myself. That's all. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like my home away from home. That's probably the state outside of, well, I say outside of the tri-state area.
City?
No, I'm saying outside of the tri-state area that I visit the most. It's Miami.
I got to go back. I'm glad I didn't go when I was younger, because when I finally went, like, that shit was nuts. And I was like, and I was with my homeboys, and... You know, we had a good chill time, but it was nuts.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely crazy out there. Shout out to the United States. Right now, they lead in the medal count. 35, China got 28. And they got the
And be keeping track of the medal count, boy.
Right?
I do, y'all know I'm heavy. Like, nah, I'm on my bird to do this motherfucking thing. I want my country. Fuck that, like.
Only during the Olympics.
United States, like,
the basketball team better get their shit together.
Well, they
I think Ant got this on a ticket. He got this on a gambling right? ticket.
He ain't was talking about
the medal count. The first day of the games, he was already talking about the medal counts. Like, Ant, I think we got like 2 weeks of games.
They only got 3 gold medals. Shut up, nigga.
I wish I would have put something down on the U.S. Leading in the medal count at the end of the Olympics. Definitely would have made a nice little return on that.
We be winning that shit most of the time anyways, though.
Right, he checking the medal count like old heads check their numbers. Yep. Let me see what it's looking like.
Dang it, I ain't here today.
Word. The midday ain't come out yet.
Listen, man, Team USA out here fucking it up. Like, about to fuck my shit up.
The women's team is busting ass, right?
Yeah, the women's team is doing their thing. The 3-on-3 team is doing their thing, too.
Okay.
Like, I like 3-on-3 in the Olympics now. That's something new. But the U.S. is doing that. They're kicking butt in basketball as well on the women's side.
Not kicking butt. You sound like an uncle just now.
But on the women's side, brothers.
You sound like a basketball coach.
1-on-1 right now.
For a middle school team. You out there running your tail off and kicking butt.
I'm so darn proud of you guys, man. I'm so darn proud of you.
That's how you play the game.
You say freaking, and that's like the craziest words you say.
What?
Freaking.
Shit, I'll let you get
we worked on it all week in freaking practice, and then you get out here.
I was telling Dills today, I was like, yo, I still want us to get a team when you're at the Rucker, man. Like, that's something that we're going to, that's on the bucket list. Is we're gonna have a team in the tournament 1 year at Rucker.
Okay. You gotta get some ringers, man.
Oh, of course. Come on, son. I'm calling up all our fucking athlete NBA player friends and shit. Like, yo.
Oh, you hear this guy?
I need y'all for 1 summer. Like, pull up.
Word, like, I'll be there every fucking week.
Bro, hell yeah. Like, I'm fucking.
I'm showing up with some nice ass frames on.
Hell yeah.
I'm sitting down. I'm gonna sit down with champagne every week.
Yo, niggas gonna be, yo, it's gonna be the most lit bench ever.
Yeah. I just wanna chill off in the corner and shit.
and be like fake antisocial and shit, but look up every now and
then. You're like, who is that motherfucker? I know him from somewhere. Who?
Because you know they be knowing you. You don't know me from nowhere.
Word. But it be like he drinking champagne. They think he's somebody. Like, oh, who is that guy? I know him. That's that guy. That's that rapper guy, right? Oh, no, he's in that movie.
Shit. No, that shit.
Oh, man.
Anywho. You're not even going to say that.
It's about your twin brother?
Yeah, whatever. Got this Jack Daniels going, though.
Didn't somebody tell you that the other day, as a matter of fact?
Yeah. But I told y'all that shit happened to me before, and then it's been happening ever since.
Yeah, now it's been, yeah, it has been happening a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to see what I can get out the deal, man. If y'all think I'm Jim Jones, fuck it.
Yo, imagine we was at the pop-up shop. Motherfuckers thought she was Jim, and you just started doing an interview.
Now, I got a few looks, bro. When I was in there, I don't know if they thought he was fucking cousins or some shit.
Word.
I got a few looks, like.
I saw him be like, nah, that's Jim's cousin. Let him through.
Yeah.
He need to get through ASAP. Jim's been waiting, yo. Like, let him get through, man.
You know? And I'm a smooth 221 now. I used to be 235. I found out I've been losing weight and shit. So I was like, okay. I see where you guys are going. I'm trying to slim down some more.
Oh, man.
Yo, I be out here getting that free exercise. Man, I be walking a lot, man.
You got to walk from when you get off that train, too, to the school.
Mm-hmm. Bro, that shit was crazy, man. That shit was like at least a 10-minute walk. 10-15-minute walk, depending on.
To that part of Brooklyn, a lot of times, even if you're taking the train, you're still going to be walking a lot.
Yeah. Oh, Kanye. So what's up? Jay was on Kanye album, song.
It was, but Kanye still pisses me.
He's like forever. He's like, it's like forever. Fuck him to you.
Like he like, it's crazy, bro. Like, I don't be understanding the shit that he be doing sometimes, bro. Like, yo, you're really paying $1 million a night to stay at the fucking Mercedes-Benz Stadium, bro.
You got it.
Like, it's, bro. What kind of fucking example? Is that sad for, like, you throwing away bread like that with some fucking frivolous ass shit to stay in a football stadium to do your album? My nigga, like, do you realize how much good that money could do in the community? Like, if you just throwing away millions of dollars,
that's his,
bro,
money, though.
Doesn't matter, bro. Like, it's stupid.
I mean, it does matter, and it's his money.
It is his money, but it's just dumb, bro.
I ain't gonna say it doesn't matter.
This is your opinion.
Well, because you got, so... Do we have a value on money anymore?
Some people don't.
Like, we just out here, just like, fuck it.
You making money at like a high caliber, at a high tick like them, that shit don't mean the same. That's just like us as adults now, right?
And that's why motherfuckers is going broke and can't keep money, because that's the example that motherfuckers is setting to go out and spend your money on stupid shit like that.
I think, have y'all seen the picture of the room he's staying in?
Mm-mm.
Son, I think that's what I'm most mad about. When I heard he was spending $1 million to stay there, I'm thinking he's like staying in the owner's suite, and he's like got all his studio equipment and thinking like, I just don't want to leave this zone I'm in, right? Bro, he basically sleeping in a walk-in closet.
He's sleeping in the bunk like he what's his name, Rudy?
Bro, it's a little twin size mattress on the floor. I'm gonna put the picture up so y'all can see it. It's a twin size mattress like on the floor. He got some sneakers and clothes in the corner. He got like a little 30-inch TV that's hanging on the wall. And then he got like a little bit of, he basically got the same equipment we recording on. He got that in that little room.
Dog.
When I heard he was spending $1 million a day, I'm thinking like, oh, they got him in like the owner's suite, and they probably like just treating it like a whole studio / sleeping type vibe. Then I seen that, I'm like, yeah, you bugging, bro.
Yeah, I can't. Well, whatever. You right, like you said, Eric, it's his money, right?
It's his bread, man. You know what I mean? I guess he don't, you know, he's in that artistic mode and he don't want to lose it or whatever they want to call it. I just, if I'm spending $1 million to stay somewhere, it's going to be some luxury that I'm going to feel like, all right, this has put me in my zone. Not you got me in a glorified walk-in closet.
That's what I'm
with
saying.
With a mattress on the floor.
And like, it just make sense, man. Make it make sense. Like, you, like, Is that like you dropping the mill for a twin size mattress, bro? Like what? You better have some state of the art shit. Like what the fuck?
Yo, Jack, grab that and top
then, you
right know, there.
Like you getting like honored by the city, and you got like a stocking mask on. Like what you doing, Tommy?
He had his durag hat on.
Yeah.
Yo, why was we wearing them? Yo, first of all, that was our mother's pantyhose.
As usual, just doing too much.
You wore your mother's pantyhose.
Listen, I don't want to see none of y'all motherfuckers out in the street trying to do that shit either. Because, you know, people take this fashion shit too far, bro.
That's going to be the it. That's going to be the thing. That's going to be the thing. That's going to be the cool thing to do now.
Yeah, because fucking people are morons and they just follow stupid shit all the time.
You ain't going to wear... Bro, so take you a stocking cap picture for your birthday.
Not doing that. That's just ridiculous, bro.
So, hey, you gonna wear all red for your birthday and put the stocking mask on?
I did just get some new 12s. Well, it was the white and red joints.
You gotta be outside looking like YG and shit.
Word.
Yo, you come outside looking like, bro, don't do that. Like which, what, like your boy Wack 100. What's up with that? What's up with academics? What's up with
It's not my boy, first and foremost.
With the big blood? That's the big blood, right?
I'm just confused by it all, man. I don't even really understand what people be doing these days, bro. Like, I don't understand what's the conversation about. I know he spoke on it, but I'm just like, first of all, this is too much with Tekashi. Like I'm just tired of this whole.
I thought we was done with him.
I'm over it already. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't want to hear about this shit no more. And then it's like every time we think we're getting away from it, here he come with something new. Like
I mean, you would think that in cancel culture, he would be the easiest one to cancel.
Right?
But he has, yeah, but. Son, I think to me this is the official signal that everything that like we talk about from like our childhood and how the streets operated, all that is officially dead, bro.
Hell
all
yeah.
that is officially dead.
Hell
like
yeah.
this interview, and not to say that we put a lot of stock in what Wack 100 say, but this interview officially like closed the book on that whole era, bro. Because the fact, and I'm so glad DJ Self even asked him, like he snitched on Bloods. You a Blood. But you peacefully sitting down talking to him and doing interviews.
Well, why?
And then he tried to. Well, that kid a civilian. He not no civilian. He chose to be a part of that life.
Exactly. What do you mean? How's he all of a civilian? He was fucking causing a lot of that shit to happen.
When he was ordering hits on people, that's a civilian. That ain't no civilian.
Word. Like you have officially put yourself in the street.
I told you, bro. Whack. Be doing a lot of corny shit, bro, because he try to sit there, just like I said in the group chat, he gonna try to make it seem like, oh, his OGs ain't trained him the right way. And that's exactly what he tried to say.
Oh, his taking OGs, on the young homies?
Yeah, his OGs, you know what I'm saying, they wasn't schooling the right way, and they wasn't supposed to have him out there around all the things that was going on. Come on, Wack.
So now man, he gonna take him under the wing? Like, is that what it is?
Yeah,
like?
That's what he gonna try to do, bro. Son, they did a 3-hour interview together.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What y'all got to talk about for 3 hours, bro? Whack be the first one. And shout out to Mike Song, too, because I'm glad. Even though I hate that they beefing like this, because, you know what I'm saying, they both older dudes. But yeah. Even Mike Song posted an old tweet that Whack put out where he was talking about it's on site with Tekashi because you disrespected L.A. Legends when Tekashi was going back and forth with Snoop and some other people on the West. So what happened to it being on site?
Bag happened.
The bag happened, right? Come on, bro.
Yeah, the street shit was replaced by the bag shit.
That's all it is, bro. These motherfuckers, bro, they're side up with anybody who's willing to put some money in their pocket. That's what it comes down to, bro. Ain't no different than that, because you a Blood. And then he tried to say, he basically, in short version, tried to say it's not our responsibility as Bloods on the West Coast to do what non-trade supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
That's on them to do.
Keep banging.
shit is different, man. Shit is different. Shit is different. That's why I'm gonna be inside like the old man, listening to the fucking. I love it when you call me big.
That's, shit is crazy. Then, I mean, Academics is already like
clout chasing, anyways.
Yeah, he always doing some fucking dumb shit. Fucking.
He's that guy that just pisses you off because he just won't go away.
Throwing gasoline on the fire type motherfucker. He always
is, bro.
Throwing gasoline on somebody's fire, yo.
He no different than Vlad. He no different than the dude, No Jumper. They all the same, bro. They all the same. They capitalize off the culture and they bring to light a lot of this ugly shit. You know what I'm saying? They only interview the goofiest motherfuckers. They only interview, you know what I'm saying, shock value type shit. And then they bring this ugly light to the culture.
Yeah. All motherfuckers know. That's all they see. This is what you guys do. Y'all accept that shit. And our little cousins and fucking kids and nieces and nephews, they fucking values and shit don't mean nothing no more because they're going to chase a fucking buck and wonder why everybody's out for their fucking neck. Nobody trust any fucking body. Cause everybody just want to catch a fucking W and don't care about saying that you catch a L. Shit is crazy, man. I think we're gonna get out of here, man.
That's crazy. Yeah, let's get up out of here. Let's wrap it up for the night.
Bordeaux and Anita.
Doing what I'm taught. Like a boss, look, hey, Bobby. Yeah.
I'm doing what I'm taught.
I am
more like a boss. This is my city, you can't give me a mission of port. Look, hey, Bobby, floss. I need that money in doors.
I do.
Toss. Tryna go to court. As soon as I step in it, I'm repping it. Head nods, no handshakes. I ain't tryna get affectionate.
Nah,
I be with.